You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
I just talked the other day about how, you know, I saw that guy walking towards me when I was driving home the other day, and he was texting, and he wasn't looking at all, tripped, like, didn't expect the curb to be there.
Yeah.
Fell down, and then fell right down in front of my car.
Yeah, it's
and
scary.
And it was super scary because I thought I could have run that guy over if I wasn't paying attention.
You almost killed a man.
I almost killed a man.
Yeah. It's not Dave's fault, though.
No.
No, so,
but still.
Couldn't you? I think I could still be charged. Like, God forbid.
Because you're supposed to be in control of your vehicle.
You're supposed to be aware of your surroundings.
But if, I mean, if you walked right in front of you.
You always have to be aware of pedestrians is how they'd get you, probably. You know what I mean?
Right.
They'd be like, you didn't leave yourself enough time to stop. Or
like, God forbid I crushed his skull and he's gone, right?
That would be
terrible. Squash him with a bone.
I can't imagine. Hey, guys, Dave just texted me.
Yeah.
He crushed a man's skull. He's pretty emotionally distraught by it. Yeah. Watched his head pop like a melon.
Like a melon?
It's like a watermelon.
Some
brains
all over the
place. Seen some live leak stuff. What Dave saw, I called him 10 seconds ago. He's still just literally screaming.
Oh, boy.
My response would be, ha, 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 because I would think that's a joke.
That's a joke, right? It didn't happen.
Yeah. Hello.
Did I say how his car's doing? Is the car okay?
Yeah, I mean, he's got to take it through the car wash. Okay. Got brain matter on it.
Just hose that right off.
But he is pretty distraught over the fact that he crushed a man's skull.
Yeah.
That's what honestly went through my head. Because the way he landed, he was almost positioned like his body was right in front of my car.
His head would have been right under
a wheel.
Yeah, that's scary. I've had like close calls where people have almost been blasted by my car just because they weren't paying attention to. And
like you hit them or like a splash?
Like they were going to start walking and almost like as I was turning or something. And I'm like, man. I'd just be so mad at them. I'd be mad at the guys whose head was all over the place.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but somebody else's stupidity.
I'd be like just yelling at his splattered skull.
You idiot.
God, you're a dumbass. God damn it.
Instead of, you know, are you okay?
My Wednesday or my Thursday's ruined. That's probably the way I would have reacted.
Yeah.
That's the way I reacted when that guy on the bike hit my car and rolled right over the hood and then grabbed my passenger side mirror and ripped it off on his way down.
What are you doing?
For God's sakes, dude. Are you kidding? You ripped my mirror off.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he just rolled across my hood.
Yeah.
Someone said the best sentence you could hope for is like 10 years for involuntary manslaughter. You're the driver. You're supposed to be aware of your surroundings. Ted, that guy is texting and trips, and I spend 10 years in jail because of it.
Dude, I can't imagine when you get out. Like, Dave gets out of prison.
10 years later.
Yeah, it's
10
like,
years of hard time.
10 years in prison.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, Dave, we got you some chocolate.
What up, Andy?
Hey. Oh, how was that?
Not good, Andy.
I'm guessing not. Sorry about all that.
I think in the same spot I saw someone fall into the road.
So what it is, it's like, it's a weird area, but I'm turning left to go the other way back to where I want to go. But the curb is really high. This one spot, it seems
is
like
it
it's
downtown.
Yeah,
area?
Yes. Yeah. The curb looks like twice the size of a normal curb.
Yeah. Okay.
So if you are not looking and you step down,
you're falling.
I know why the dude fell. Right, mm-hmm. It was pretty high up, but I just did not expect him to fall right in front of me.
Yeah.
I am honestly so lucky because some days. I'll admit, I'm like, I'm out of there fast.
Yeah.
It's scary
to, get home.
To think that like you could do 10 years for something
really
like
just
that.
A stupid little accident that had really nothing to do with you.
Just hope you get a good lawyer.
The lady I saw that
that's
fell.
That's the key. Yeah.
She had people coming around her helping her, and I just drove around.
Yeah.
Well, she was taken care of.
Oh, God, get away from here.
I don't really help.
I hope you're right.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I wouldn't. I would do the same thing. I'd be like, she's not dead. Do you guys need a phone? All right, bye-bye.
So this should be no surprise. A new study in injury prevention has shown that walking while texting can be dangerous and lead to injury.
Yeah, we've been saying that for years.
Absolutely. It's been confirmed independently by so many people who've fallen into a fountain or whatever, fallen off a curb.
Sewer grates, pits.
I don't know why science had to look into that. Really.
Yeah.
I mean, their statistics have to be out there.
Well, they're probably crunching the numbers being like, This is a serious...
We're getting dumber and we keep getting ourselves more distracted.
Serious risk.
Although, I did see like an old school version of this yesterday. I couldn't believe it. And I tried to get a picture, but I was driving, so I didn't want it. Unsafe.
Exactly.
It was an older woman walking. This was like really close to my house. Walking down the street, like near this like nature trail area, reading a book.
Oh my God.
She was walking on the sidewalk reading a paperback book.
Who does that? Audible.
I have never seen that before.
Psychopath.
That is that's an insane person. That's crazy is what that is.
To me, it was just like, you know, like from ancient times version of texting and walking.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like when they used to somebody fall off the pyramid or whatever.
Yes, they were reading a book.
They'd fall down that Aztec temple.
What about books she was reading?
I don't know.
It was a self-help book. No, was it a novel?
I think it was. It was probably something cheesy.
Yeah.
Like just like the quick glance of the cover. It didn't look like it was anything studious.
So it's like a walk-your-way-to-success book. Not.
That's my luck. Is like I'd crush the lady's skull with the book. I'd crush a book lady's skull. And then I do 15 years because she didn't even have a phone.
Because she's probably a model citizen in the community.
Right.
Just, you know, older. You took away...
She ran a book club.
Yep.
She was a nice lady.
Book club.
And you crushed her skull and her brains were everywhere.
She just wanted to read Walk Your Way to Success.
Yeah.
But that's a first for me. I've never seen someone with like an old school book just walking down the street.
Yeah. Reading. It's a weird thing about modern society is that you have to protect the dumb and protect yourself from the consequences of the dumb hurting themselves because they're dumb.
Right.
Yeah. It's a lot. It's
because you could pay the price.
Right.
Even for their extreme dumbness. Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I got a 10-year prison sentence for hitting a book lady, I'm going on the lam. I'm going to get 20 years because I'm going to get caught.
I feel like, and I don't want to be paranoid, but you know, everyone in Russia has dash cams because of all the insurance fraud and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of I may get a little one.
You should, dude. Like, I think we all should.
Yeah.
It's like Russia here, but, you know.
It's a little different.
A little different. Yeah.
Just a smidgen.
Just a smidgen different.
Well,
a little different.
And now they're fairly affordable to get a dash cam. You know, it's not like it's super expensive accessory to put in the vehicle.
There's more booze selection here.
True. Yes, there is.
It's more than just
and less wolves.
Way better grocery
less
stores.
Wolves. Less wolves.
More worse. But our coyotes numbers are skyrocketing.
Yeah, it's true.
Have you seen the grocery stores in Russia?
No, are they bad?
I don't know. I think so.
Probably. Well, I don't put like cars here. Ours aren't the greatest.
Someone said I once saw someone on the highway writing sheet music.
Jeez.
What?
That's a skill.
A writing sheet music.
Well, if it strikes, right?
Yeah, I can.
If it strikes, gotta write it.
I'm only inspired to write music when I'm in my car behind the wheel driving 80 miles an hour down the highway.
Oh, man.
I'm an artist.
Best friend was run over by an SUV on his way to work. Oh, Jesus. I hope he's okay.
Well, that was
that's a cliffhanger of a text message.
I know.
It's worded as if he didn't make it.
I know it is. Yeah. It is.
It's very
it's
much.
Not like he's fine. He's with us. Was ran over.
He's dead.
Oh, he was my best friend.
So funny, General Motors has a phone policy at their workplace. You're not allowed to walk and look at your phone at the same time if you work at GM, like on their facilities.
Mm. Well, yeah, probably. I mean, that's like a liability for them. Yeah. They got to deal with that. I mean,
there were some cities passing that law to where you can't walk and text, I thought. Yeah. We did stories in the past about.
Yes, yeah.
Well, there should be. There was that one story I'll never forget it the rest of my life. Is that guy texting and he rounds a corner and there's a bear.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
There's just a bear.
That was a wild video.
And it's like, you want to know if there's a bear there, you know? You want to be able to see a bear.
Watch out for bears.
Will is with us here on the Dave and Chuck the Freak Show. Hi, Will. Good morning.
What's up, man?
We're doing good, dude. You had a comment.
Yeah, my buddy last winter was driving to work, and he hit some drunk guy in the road riding his bike. It's 3 times the legal limit, and he just had to go to court the other day because he's being sued by him.
Being sued by a drunk bike guy?
Yes.
That's
so
right.
Your buddy's not in the wrong, but he can still be sued.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it's a bad time we live in.
Yeah.
Right? These ridiculous lawsuits that people can file. I mean, he's obviously the one at fault.
Three times the legal limit. You just hope that... But the fact that the courts can't look at that in the preliminary phase before you really have to lawyer up and all that and throw it out means that it's broken.
That's absolutely right. Someone should say, no, we're not taking that case.
Exactly.
You can't file that lawsuit.
Yeah.
But they let them because there's money to be made all around.
Exactly.
Right?
The courts make money. Lawyers make money.
Someone said, I'm a paramedic while driving lights and sirens. I had a guy ride his bike into the side of the ambulance. He said he didn't see us.
Whoa.
Lights and sirens.
I didn't see you there.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if he was distracted by the lights.
I was distracted.
I didn't see it.
I have seen that too, and I think that's super dangerous, especially a lot of younger guys on their phones on a bike. Like a bicycle, not a motorcycle, but
it's
so common now.
I haven't seen. I don't see that as much.
I'm guilty of that.
Are you really?
Yeah. If I get on my bike, well, in my old house, I'd get on my bike to go to like a sandwich place to go get a sandwich for lunch instead of get out and drive to get a little exercise, and I'd be messing with my music or text messages and stuff.
What about when you ride your toilet?
When I ride my toilet, no, I have to have 100% attention.
About his motorized toilet.
I'm a motorized toilet.
James does have a motorized toilet. If anyone doesn't know,
when you bring that to events and stuff, you have to get the box truck, don't you?
Yeah, if the station's involved, yeah. Otherwise, I have to disassemble it and put it in my car,
yeah,
and then drive to wherever it is, and I have to reassemble it at the event.
Oh, okay.
So, but it's going to be on display.
I remembered it was like he needed the big truck, the big radio truck.
Yep, I needed the big radio truck for a couple of things: my dirt cruiser and my giant wooden penis.
The wooden donger that you built.
That's right. By the way, more and more companies are saying they have the same policy. All the big three, same thing. If you're caught texting and walking, you're thrown out. A couple of companies in Boston, same thing. No cell phone use while walking.
Big problem, huh?
Yeah.
These companies.
I guess people are falling at work, right?
Yeah.
Falling downstairs and they don't want to get sued.
Getting hit by those, whatever those high-lows are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's no good.
Yeah, you got to pay attention. A lot of these workplaces, especially on the line and stuff, you can't be on your phone.
Oh my! Well, that's how you get turned into a car.
Line,
You get turned into what?
A transmission. A fleshy transmission.
A strange color red bumper through this line. Oh, somebody got smashed.
Yeah. Or it's why some cars end up without transmissions.
Yeah. That guy was like, no, we put Bob in that latest Mustang. we put him right in there. He's that thing did not start up. Turns out he doesn't have the parts in him.
He's always distracted there on his phone.
We shouldn't have to tell you this. Be careful. Don't be on your phone while you're walking. Don't be on your phone while you're biking. Don't read a book while walking.
Right.
Pay attention. Because people are driving so crazy these days, they'll explode your skull.
Like I said, I'm glad that you didn't emotionally have to deal with bursting a man's skull.
Oh, can you just imagine the guilt I have over stupid things? If I exploded a man's skull, I just feel bad for the deer that I killed.
It's like, Dave needs some time off. He can't be here for a while. He's still pretty bummed out about crushing.
I killed a deer and a skunk last year.
Yeah.
So I don't need any more death on my watch.
Yeah. Hitting an animal sucks.
Yeah.
They were both horrible. I mean, the deer was thousands of dollars worth of damage.
Yeah, that sucks.
And then the skunk was like weeks of stink.
Yeah, you can't get rid of that smell.
We were heading on a road trip up north, and like these ducks just came out on 75. A little family. And what can you do? It's either semi or ducks.
Yeah.
So it was the ducks.
Oh.
I didn't do it. I wasn't driving. Lenny was, but he felt so bad. It was horrible. It was like, what an horrible way to start our vacation.
Yep.
Mm. We wiped out a whole family of ducks.
Oh, no.
It was so sad.
Like one little duck left at the
side. It was so bad.
That's terrible.
That's the saddest
story ever.
I know. Oh, it's horrible.
Vacation? No! Vacation? No! Turn back around. We're going home.
We just left.
That's awful.
Oh, man.
I know.
Oh, man.
It was a semi right next to us. It's in a two-lane highway.
And, of course, it's like the classic cute mother duck.
You ready, Lenny? Let's go!
Quack, quack. Come on, children. Quack, 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 quack. Oh, God! There is no God!
I felt bad for the people behind us that had to see the whole thing.
Yeah. Those people were probably just like, no! Oh, God, no!
Their vacation was
ruined. We're ruined! Turn around! Oh, that's so terrible.
It's a bad start.
Yeah, what can you do, though?
I know, it's like, you can't. You don't want to die. It's either you or the ducks. You could have killed other people.
What business did those ducks have on why did they have to cross 75?
Right when we were going by.
That's the real question. Screw the chicken. Why were the ducks crossing the road?
Dude, those animals, they'll take some chances. She was like, wait, the mother duck was like, well, this is going to be... It's gonna be wild, kids. We're gonna cross I-7. We're gonna cross the big human highway right now because we have pressing duck business on the other side of this thing. Pressing duck business. Follow me, kids. We'll be fine.
And they missed the big semi.
Oh, yeah.
The semi. We got by that. Oh,
and they just got duck feet. They're just like, like with their duck feet. That's insane. Oh, my God. I was on a major highway once, and you know what I saw trying to get to the other side of it? A turtle.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, bye, turtle. He was like, I'm like, what, dude, what are you doing? There's water the other way, too, man. Why would you do that? That's going to take you 4 hours to cross where you're going. What do you think's over there, man? You get crickets anywhere, man.
Yeah, bad decision.
You think that's those
bad.
Duck kids were
bad
like,
start.
I don't know, Mom, this is crazy. I don't know if you're teaching us this right. But we're baby ducks. What are we going to do? Let's cross 75. We got no options.
No construction zone.
It's a construction zone. Oh, man. Oh, sweet Jesus.
You know, this is years ago. I was like in my early 20s. Me and a bunch of buddies were driving up to a cottage for a weekend. And like the manliest dude of the bunch is the one driving. And same kind of thing. There was a bunch of birds on the road. And there was lots of traffic coming the other way.
Yeah.
So this guy, he's like a big burly dude. And we just hit right into the windshield. And he went, Birdie!
Oh. Birdie!
Birdie, no.
That was the chant for like weeks.
Birdie! That mother duck would have like, she probably crossed all kinds of stuff. She's like, we're going to get to the other side of this airport. Okay, this airport runway, kids, follow me. All we got to do, kids, is cross over top of that volcano. Should be fine.
And they all follow right in a straight line.
Oh, they do.
Yep.
I didn't know what happened at first. Like, what happened? And he's like, don't look. Don't turn around and look. Whatever you do. He's like, oh, no.
No, because he knew. He knew it would be a bad day for Lisa and him.
Yes.
I say the same thing to Amber. I'm like, don't look at the ground right now. Don't look around.
Oh, that's, you gotta, you can't, worse. You can't let him know what happened. No.
Keep your eyes forward. We're speeding away from a bloodbath.
Keep your eyes forward. Yep. That's a horrible start to vacation. But, I mean, you guys are safe, and that's the main thing.
Yeah,
sorry, ducks.
Everyone else
sorry, couple of ducks.
Safe.
Wrong place,
sorry.
Wrong time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's me or you.
Yep.
Our
you
mom takes risks. She wanted to get to the other side of I-75.
And that's we're
angel ducks.
Yeah, the turtle thing I've seen a couple of times in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you'd expect, one was bad.
It's always like the cutest animals that have pressing business on the other side of a highway.
Yeah.
What is it? Like sloths get blasted all the time.
It takes them so long to cross the street.
They got sloth business on the other side of the thing, and they're like, unfortunately, I move 1 inch a minute.
Someone said was driving north on I-75. We saw a bear cross the road behind us. Thank God we didn't see what happened.
A bear?
Bear. Hopefully the bear made it across.
That sucks.
Because that could kill the people in that car, too.
Well, a bear will destroy your car, man. That's a big animal.
I would feel bad over a cat and a dog, or a dog, of
anything,
course. That's horrible.
Dude, I cried when I hit a rabbit years ago.
Oh, yeah, rabbit.
Because I just jumped out, out of the blue, and all you hear is blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst noise.
The only thing I've ever hit is a squirrel.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I hit a woodchuck.
Oh, no.
I've hit a rabbit, I've hit a deer, and I've hit a paraplegic. That's my list.
Yeah, there's James's death alley.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We have seen a clip of that new TLC show, My Feet Are Killing Me, which follows these podiatrists and some of the crazy things that come into their office.
Mm.
This guy suffers from a really big toe.
Really big toe.
And on paper, that seems, not too bad.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Huh?
It's just a big toe.
It's just a big toe.
A extra big.
How big a toe are we talking here?
Here's the clip from My Feet Are Killing Me. I think we did put this up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to go check it out there.
Tell me what's going on.
I have a foot that's kind of deformed. My big toe kind of outgrew the rest of my feet and causing a lot of discomfort in the bottom of my foot.
How long have you noticed your big toe being bigger?
My whole life. When I was younger, I had my index toe removed when I was two or so. Mm-hmm. And after they took that one off, my big toe started growing significantly bigger.
So has this caused you a lot of imbalance, pain walking?
It feels like I'm walking on sandpaper, and a lot of times I'll start tending to kind of walk on the side of my foot, and that causes a lot of pain on the other side.
Pain on the other side, right.
It's terrible.
Pretty terrible.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see the feet.
This is the scariest part of this show. Let's see the feet. And then they whip the shoe and the sock off.
Well, and the guy looks exactly like the Simpsons comic book guy.
He does.
It says you don't know what you're about to unwrap here.
I have the worst toe ever.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I guess I'm ready.
She has to actually take the shoe off.
Yes.
You can't just,
lady does this.
Let's see the feet.
I'm going to remove your shoes and socks,
okay? Oh, it looks like that sock is full.
Oh, no.
Oh, normal toe?
Looks normal.
Oh, no, this is the one. This is the one.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
What? Oh! Ooh! Oh, it's like
ew.
Oh, God, what's on the side? What's on the side of it?
Oh, my...
How could she do this? How can she do this?
How can anybody go into this?
He has a really big toe. Like, it was a very big toe.
Oh, God, damn it. It's like
it's
open
very
and.
Abnormal. I've never seen a toe like that.
Oh, God!
You gotta chop that bitch off. Yes.
Chop the foot off. Chop the whole thing off.
So, doctor, what do you think we're gonna do?
Yeah, we gotta chop that bitch right off. That is, you got a demon foot, man.
Either chop it off or burn it.
My God, you let it yellow and turn into this.
That one, that makes me gag.
That's gross.
Oh my God, that's horrible. How do people watch that show?
I don't know.
How do people do that job?
Yeah, I'm just happy my fiance is grossed out by this show because she loves Dr. Pimple Popper.
Which I don't get
either.
And
even that is hard to watch.
Ugh,
like, she gets a kick out of watching me react to that.
That guy's toe still doesn't disturb me as much as the pus stuff.
Oh, that's such a bad toe.
It just looks like, it looks like, wow, it's just like very.
I couldn't be a podiatrist.
Oh, God.
No, I could never. Bless him. We need him.
Bless their hearts.
Yeah, bless their little hearts.
Bless those little.
But I could never want. If I took that off and I was presented with that, I'd call you every name under the sun.
Well, I'd just be like, we got to chop your foot off, bro. I don't know why you let it get like that.
Well, he's got like fat rolls on his toe. Like they move the toe around and
it looked like it was an open, it was a cut. I don't know. It was hard to explain. You have to go check it out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
It was like every tool video, but in a toe. Yeah.
I want to know the outcome.
It was like Adam Jones.
That's just the teaser, right?
Toe.
They make you tune in to see his toes.
Know what happened.
And after.
Tonight, I assume they didn't chop it
tonight
off.
Tonight at 10 p.m., you can check it out, Lisa.
They got to shave it down somehow.
What's growing? Is that hair growing out of that side thing, or is that just like.
I think
that might be sock fuzz.
I think sock fuzz
attached to
but that.
That's not. That's a fungus.
That's
a fungus and an open wound. How do you even, what has he been doing? Why has he been walking around like that?
I don't know, for a long time.
It's cancer, so he was afraid to go or whatever.
Oh.
And when he went, when he was younger, they said they'd have to chop it off, so he didn't want to do that.
Oh.
That part right there where she pulls it aside.
Yeah, like.
And reveals the deep crevices of it.
Oh, that's wild.
They put tattoo on his, what does he have?
RIP.
RIP to his toe.
Is he one down?
Yeah, because they said they cut the second toe.
He had to have a toe removed, and that's why that toe was able to grow
big.
It was space for it to grow.
Jesus.
So it filled the space of the toe that was missing.
My God. And he got a little tattoo there just to be cute.
Yeah.
The day one toe became two.
Oh, he put it like a gravestone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's R.I.P.
Yeah, it's R.I.P. to his toe.
Oh.
That's the only thing I can think of it being also.
He lost that one toe. So.
I really miss my toe. I'm going to get this tattoo in honor of my missing toe.
That's a tough watch.
Just, I guess I'm thankful I got the toes that I got.
Yeah.
You should be. Everyone should be. Look down at your toes. If they're not like this guy's, be thankful.
Yeah, there's that feet show is, it's disturbing. It's still, though, it doesn't disturb me like some of that stuff Chuck will show me, that people getting drained. And
I think kind of. 5 feet.
Fly feet's no good. Are those 1,000-pound sisters, those chicks still, are they alive still?
Yeah, I think they're still alive. The show's still on TV.
Their nudes are still alive in my head.
Oh, that's one thing we'll never get out the nude pictures of the 1,000-pound sisters.
No, when I close my eyes, I can see her laying down sideways.
So sad, really, Tammy.
Really frustrated.
It keeps you awake at night, huh?
Man.
One day ago.
Oh, so in the finale, one of the sisters qualified for the weight loss surgery, but the other one didn't.
Yeah.
It's going to rip the 1,000 pounds apart.
It is. You only got a gimmick if you're 1,000 pounds. You can't be, 800.
Yeah, well, it's not going to make sense if it's 750-pound sisters.
Oh, so this is it. This is the end of the season.
So my surgery's in 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
But Tammy didn't get approved.
Let me keep going. I can get her to the door.
Looks like she got bigger.
Yeah, she did.
She does.
Listen to the creaks of that wheelchair.
Yeah.
that wasn't a creaky door. That was
it
a wheelchair.
Sounded like an old pirate ship.
That's what I mean by you don't pay attention. Now that I'm approved and she's not, I feel like she's kind of upset with me about it.
Well.
Most of the time I feel like I'm walking on edges around Tammy.
Oh my God.
Man,
oh my God.
Set her off.
And no. Can't even use a seat. She's got to sit on the floor of the minivan.
She's a ticking time bomb.
Wow, look how like that wheel. Oh, Tammy. Tammy,
did you go work harder?
Sister can fit in the front seat.
I try to.
Yes, she can.
To leave the house and go out, and nobody will take me anywhere.
That's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
Hey, front seat bitch, keep it down.
Well, this is no arguments over who's got shotgun.
You big filthy mouth front seat.
Did they say that on the
show? I can't
believe
they
have
that.
I guess they can on TLC.
I guess it's like
cable.
Either cable or they just like that's the uncensored like video from their website or something. But oh my God. Yeah, we shouldn't count on them to not have filthy mouths.
I guess. Well, we knew they were dirty, right? We saw that.
Is good for her, though. She's a front seat sitter.
Yeah, she can fit in the front seat.
The other one had to get loaded in there like...
like a sack of potatoes.
Like it was nuts.
Are you awake, James?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
I'm glad we checked in on her. It's sad at the end of the day because I don't know...
Well, they have to remove a whole bench out of the minivan so she could just sit on the floor like a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good.
No, super sad.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. It sucks to be old.
Now, on the bright side for this old guy, his car wasn't stolen.
Yeah.
On the downside, the outcome was probably worse. 74-year-old guy in Jersey City, New Jersey... just crashed his 1997 Pontiac Bonneville.
Oh, no, not my Bonneville. Oh, dear God. My Bonneville.
Those were amazing cars at their time.
My Bonneville. Oh.
Were they?
Luxurious Bonneville. Oh, it was the gem of my life. The cornerstone.
So anyway, he's driving his 1997 Pontiac Bonneville outside of a home, and he crashed because somehow, He forgot to take the club off his steering wheel, which made it impossible to turn.
Oh, no.
How do you forget to take that off?
I forgot a crucial step.
It's right there in your face.
Out of the way. I got my club still. I have to protect my Bonneville. What am I to do?
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I've never ever heard of it.
You gotta get these old people out of there. Bonnevilles are like a tank.
They're huge. They're supercharged. Like, it's huge and fast.
But the fat one, the other thing, he was using a club to secure his 23-year-old Pontiac Bonneville.
Nobody's getting my Bonneville.
He loves that thing.
Yeah, it meant a lot to him.
I bought the club. The club, man.
I haven't even seen a club in years itself.
You think people like walk by his Bonneville? He's like, don't even think about it. I got a club on it.
I put a link to this on our Twitter page, twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. There is the inside of his Bonneville with the club still on it.
Looks like it's on wrong.
That might be part of the problem. He couldn't get it off or something.
Yeah.
So he's got it on there. Yep. And there's the disaster. Like, he had so much stuff in his old Bonneville.
Well, yeah. He's
Look at everything. That is that a TV?
His whole house? Life is in
Jesus,
there.
Was he?
That's why he needed to.
That's why he's got the club on it. Yeah. And somebody steals that, and his whole life goes away.
He stole my
his whole existence is gone.
I got a 10-year-old TV in there.
How did he fit all of that in there?
I don't
that
know.
Trunk
I can't.
Must be huge.
They're big cars.
Well, that's a Bonneville, Lise.
That's nuts.
Wow.
So, luckily, he just wound up with some injuries on his face. He had to go to the hospital. No one was injured on the sidewalk or actually, you know, was someone moving? I think someone may have been moving and he crashed into them.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense. I thought his Bonneville spilled out like a pinata full of
speakers. There's everything.
Why are they're throwing away all those electronics?
Look, someone's moving. It must be someone moving. He just crashed and destroyed all their stuff.
Their stuff is real. Sorry about all your stuff, but I don't even care. My Bonneville. The thing was cherry.
You know he could have just come to a stop, right? And then taken the club off.
Yeah,
when you realize you can't turn the wheel, you don't just keep flying down the road. Nope. You stop.
Not him, though. Yeah, that's old people are a sucker for real hardcore security things. Like when my grandma was still alive, she had the security setup at her house was insane. Because she had something that my dad had to drill into the ground. And it was a door-stopping thing. So nobody could like force their way in. She was locked in there like she was protecting kilos of cocaine. There was nobody was sneaking in there.
So it was like instead of a deadbolt, it was in the floor instead of a door jam?
Wow. Yeah, it was like some kind of door jam. And then she had like three like chains. And then she had her deadbolt.
Wow.
And then she had one in the back door that was like this stick she had found, this like thing they'd sold her. And it was like, you jam it up under the door like somebody's trying, like the mafia's after you.
Damn.
Did she live in a rough neighborhood?
Yeah, a lot of break-ins.
No, beautiful place.
Wow.
Like just a like normal little.
Does she have sticks in the windows too?
Yeah. She had nobody was getting in. But I was like, Grandma, what do you got? You got fentanyl in here? What the hell are you protecting?
Well, it made her feel safe, right?
Yeah, so. Nobody was getting in there. It was like the Bat Cave.
So that's why a 74-year-old guy, he's still protecting his 1997 Bonneville.
Yeah, damn right. My Bonneville.
But you gotta take the club off in order to drive.
It was a wild ride, I bet. Took him some time.
You'll destroy someone's entire belongings at the side of the road as they're trying to move.
Sorry you were moving your whole life.
I just plowed right through all of it.
I don't have insurance.
Oh, my God. Let's hope he does for their sake. All right, speaking of old drivers, in our next story, we actually have America's oldest driver.
Oh boy.
He's 107.
Oh, my God.
He drives.
And he's still driving. People in Sarasota, look out.
Look at this.
Yikes.
Here's his story from Inside Edition. Let's take a listen.
Gotta
here.
Stop him.
Joe Newman is, get this,
he can barely
107
get
years old. And yep, he's one of the
oldest. He's in a convertible. He's 107 and in a convertible.
Oh, my God.
It's good for this guy, right? Yeah.
Drivers in America. Joe is a careful driver.
Wearing a 45-mile limit.
Still fast enough to feel the wind in his hair.
Yeah.
Tools around running errands in his Sarasota, Florida neighborhood. And yes, he pumps his own gas. And checks
pants.
Oil.
His pants are all the way.
He pays extra strict attention to road signs. And always remembers to signal. He says owning a red convertible was always on his bucket list.
Well, the secret to being 107 is simply keep breathing.
Ladies, Joe is taken.
Oh, yes, we're engaged.
His fiancée, Anita, turns 100 next month. And these two still have plenty of pep.
Oh, show off.
Let's go get drunk.
Joe recently renewed his driver's license, which expires in 2022.
Yes, he is a good driver.
Of course I'm a good driver.
I'll kill you.
He's like history and questioning his driving
skills.
Are you
a good driver, sir?
You say one more goddamn word to me about my driving, I'll strangle you where you stand. I'm 107.
But you're 107. You can't really be that good of a driver.
All right, I'm getting my gun.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Run. Run for your life.
Okay, let's go for a spin.
Of course I'm a good driver.
Oh, Jesus, God. Oh, that's how we all die right there. We revs it.
That's
Anita
how he got that lady.
Reservations about driving with him.
Most of the time.
Check out her cool shades.
We both agree that it'd be better if she sleeps while I drive.
Joe's secret for living to the ripe old age of 107? Stay active and don't let life pass you by, even if you have to stay in the slow lane.
Wheel.
That is true.
That's great.
His hair looks like big pillow cotton blowing. Never seen anything like it. Oh my God! And she's just like, as soon as we pull this bad boy over, I'm gonna go downtown.
Yeah, I think she is. Did you see?
Looked like she had her hand somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, she probably did.
Damn!
I love how she HJs me on the road all the time. That's why I'm always out there.
I drive the car. She drives the stick.
Time for a road job. Oh, my God.
He was all over on that one part. He's had his hands all over.
He's kissing her, too.
Yeah, he was like...
Mm-hmm. And they're engaged.
Yeah.
At 100 and 107. Like, do it soon, people. Yeah.
That's good. Like, that's cool to see.
It's all cute until he crashes
into
something.
It's cute and then terrifying.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Yeah,
really.
It's like seeing a bunny driving a car.
Like, oh.
Because that's terrifying and adorable.
It's a mix of emotions.
Yeah, you're like, no, that bunny's driving a vehicle. Oh, my God, he doesn't know the rules of the road. He's a bunny.
I hope we don't hear about him in a building at some point.
Oh, we will.
You know.
Sweet ride that. Yeah, red convertible.
Yeah. And it's all way. You know, it's my lady getter. She could kick the bucket literally at any second. I got to get another one.
I guess at that age, being able to drive is a huge.
That's a huge.
Like, yeah, honestly.
Seven, you know? To be alive.
I want to hear their love again here.
Breathing.
Ladies, Joe is taken.
Oh, yes. We're engaged.
His fiancée, Anita, turns 100 next month. And these two still have plenty of pep.
Let's go. Oh,
Joe recently renewed his driver's license, which expires in 2022.
Yes, he is a good driver.
Of course I'm a good driver.
I swear to God, I'll smack your mouth, you'd say.
Okay, silly question.
Feel the power.
Anita has her reservations about driving with him.
I closed my eyes most of the time.
Check out her cool shades.
We both agree that it'd be better if she sleeps while I drive.
It's must be bad at times if she closes her eyes, right?
Yeah.
It's loosey-goosey at times.
Then again, I close my eyes sometimes when Amber's driving. And
that's crazy. It is like 107 is just nuts.
Yeah.
1913 was when I was born. I was able to drive in 1929.
You guys, this guy's been driving for 90 years.
90 years.
Wow.
He drove I drove before they figured out you needed laws.
He's probably dealt with horses and buggies and cars.
Yeah, anything you can imagine. You ever see that footage of like old people and like the old timey people in those old like Model Ts and stuff driving around when they didn't have laws? And they were just like pedal to the metal.
Oh, yeah.
They're hopping around because there's no shocks in it.
Right. No
there's
stop no signs, belts. No lights,
their,
nothing. You
their
just
kids
go.
Are flying out of the thing.
They're not even driving on any actual real roads.
Yeah,
just paths that horses are worn down.
Yeah, it used to be a bloodbath back in 1923.
I didn't even know there was like Pornhub music.
I guess
I don't pay attention enough, but a kid has been suspended from high school for playing Pornhub music. But you know what it is? It's like literally 3 seconds of a little,
like a little
that
jingle?
Plays before
oh,
their
like
videos.
Yeah, okay.
He played that at a school rally. The drum part he played was a recreation of the intro music from Pornhub. And the school has suspended him for it. So this is what he played.
Okay, everyone in the school knew exactly what was, which is hilarious in itself. But this is the actual Pornhub one.
It just sounds like a generic drum beat, though.
It does.
It's crazy.
The cheer that
they were like, yeah.
It's hilarious.
We played our anthem. How did they? I never would have got that.
Apparently, they watch a lot of porn.
Porn is big in high school.
Who knew?
That
it must have been going around the school that, you know what Johnny's going to try. He's going to try to play the Pornhub music.
Yeah.
So is there a private college? Is that what that is?
It is a private college, like prep school, and it's in the San Fernando Valley of Los Angeles.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
They're calling him a legend, though, in the school.
The cry of 1,000 horny bros. That was insane. That's terrifying. Jesus, God.
Mm.
Did you guys know that?
No.
I don't think of all the videos we watched. I wouldn't have recognized it from just him playing
it. Yeah, me neither.
I don't think they have it in front of all their videos.
Well, I'll be honest.
It's like, the verified ones.
Okay. I was going to say, Pornhub is not even my site of choice because it freezes up my phone for some reason. So I have to use a different site.
That's terrifying that it's freezing up your phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or I get a lot of pop-ups on Pornhub.
Oh. Usually click through the trailer to get to the good stuff. So.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah. So you miss the intro.
Yeah.
Mm. I wouldn't really know.
I don't waste my time until the lady's fully nude before I start.
That Pornhub drum beat,
yeah,
sounded like, made those bros sound like the when the superheroes reappear to take on Thanos.
Yeah. Absolutely. You're right.
That's what it sounded like. I never heard anything like that. It's like, for Asgard! Yeah, the bat! Bruce's bat! Captain Marvel's here! Yes! Suck it, Thanos!
Jesus.
The youth of today.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
Yeah.
But, so apparently he's been suspended for doing that. He's a legend,
worth
though.
It.
Maybe worth it. You're a legend.
That's right.
They'll never, ever forget you.
They will speak of you for generations to come.
Good for you, dude.
Yep, he's a hero.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.